अति बड़ सुकृति से स्नानेर समय गोविंद पुंडरीकाक्ष नाम उच्चारय। अति बड़ सुकृति से देयर वर पीपल हु आर सेइंग दैट ओनली इफ यू आर हाईली एडवांस्ड यू आर बॉर्न इन ब्राह्मण फैमिली देन यू कैन चैंट दिस मंत्र एंड दैट टू ओनली स्पेसिफिक मंत्रस गोविंद पुंडरीकाक्ष and that too at specific times snanera samay when you are taking bath only then you can chant this mantra not other times so therefore in order to defeat this lord chaitanya mahaprabhu gave this shikshashtak verse nam nam akare bahuda nija sarva shaktis who says that these holy names have specific rules and regulations to be chanted nonsense Anyone can chant any time in any condition. No rules and regulations. It is open for one and all. Holy name is freely available. And therefore, these category of ritualistic chanters, they cannot appreciate this principle. And in India, it is very common that people are in general very ritualist. If you just passing by the road and you see some tree and you see that the tree has some hole, you know, you just put some red kumkum powder you put on that hole, put one garland around that hole in the tree, tie some pieces of cloth around that tree, don't shave for a few days and sit there wearing small saffron cloth and sit there like this. And put some 20-30 rupees in front of your dhoti on your own. By the end of the day, you will generate 1,000 rupees in one day collection. And then gradually, so many people will come and they will start circumambulating the tree, and that tree will be given some name. And some people will start stories about the miracle cures which took place by visiting that tree and visiting this Baba and by getting his ashirwad. And gradually, you will find that that person has developed a huge mutt around that tree. Right, that's called business development. The biggest, most powerful MBA graduates from Harvard University, if they are given case study, how do you become millionaire from a tree? He will be bewildered. Because he cannot understand that principle. Only in India you can understand. Given a tree, how to make a million? Simple. Put red kumkum powder. Sit underneath. Make your friend circumambulate. Make two or three people offer obeisance and put some money in front. Cash collection will start. Therefore, ritualist, that is the second category. What is the third category? Third category is mundane bigots. Those who are completely convinced that belonging to this caste is very important, Brahman, this, that. The Amrit Swami was one time giving this example. In New Zealand, two Indian families, one had a son, another had a daughter, both had illicit affair before marriage. And then the girl became pregnant because of that illicit affair. So both families came together to decide what will happen. And both came to conclusion, ye shaadi nahi ho sakti. This marriage cannot be done. Said, okay, why? What is the problem? Said, because we are Brahman and they are not Brahman. We are in Brahman caste, they are not in Brahman caste, so the marriage cannot take place. As if the activity which the son and daughter performed was highly Brahminical. Engaging in illicit activity before marriage, and then later the issue is who is belonging to what caste. Therefore, we call this mundane bigotry. And then people, they follow all kinds of sub-religious principles. And nowadays it has become very common, Vastu. Right? Everyone trying to do some research on Vastu, trying to set up what is this Vastu, trying to figure out. In fact, Goenka was mentioning once that even one big economist or some Vastu Shastra specialist, he said, All of India's problems are happening because India's location in the world is not proper according to Vastu. It is surrounded by water on three sides. So there is big problem according to Vastu. So if that water goes away, then everything will be alright. First people like you have to go away. Then things will become alright. And so in this way, mundane religious bigots and those who are preaching all kinds of sub-religious principles. So this is the first category known as charlatan. Type 2, hoaxer. Hoaxer. Dharma badha vidharma syad abhas upama chala. So second is paradharma. One who follows religious principles introduced by others. Paradharma is religious principles introduced by others. Vidharma paradharma syat. So such a person is known as hoaxer, who is trying to deceive, dupe the people by introducing certain principles. Therefore the refutation is there in the sixth canto of Bhagavatam. What is the refutation? Nobody has the authority to introduce religious principles. Religious principles can be introduced only by Krishna. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam navai vidurishayo napi deva. So we should understand this. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. What is given by Bhagavan Krishna, that is dharma. Anyone else introduces anything based on his own concoction, that is known as paradharma, or in English, hoaxer. Therefore, examples for this are three. First is sahajiya or sense enjoyer. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's descent is not described in great detail in the Shastra because there is a class of people who are known as Sahajiyas. They try to act that they are very highly advanced spiritually. They will start showing symptoms of ecstasy. They will start crying tears, start dancing wildly, and you may feel that these are very highly elevated personality. But their personal life is filled with sense gratification. They display these symptoms to dupe people and then cheat them. Therefore Lord Chaitanya did not appear openly so that people will not be misled. So all of these people make a show that let us have Ras Leela. So they will collect young girls and they will say, we will exchange the same activities as Krishna and the gopis, and in the name of that they will have illicit sex. Such category known as sahajiya. And Prabhupada said, such sahajiyas, they are not having Ras Leela, that is Raskal Leela. Why? Because they are cheating. That's not allowed. And then, second category is nationalist. Someone who's claiming that the nation is God, nation is worshipable. We have the example of Yudhishthir Maharaj. Battle of Kurukshetra finished. Yudhishthir Maharaj declared supreme, unrivaled king. But then immediately when he heard the news that Krishna has departed, Yudhishthir Maharaj also left. Understanding that the highest dharma is yato bhaktir adhokshaje. Worship of Krishna and service to Krishna is the real dharma. I was telling this story in my Sunday feast when I gave this last time. I had invited someone to the Sunday feast program and that person said, I cannot come on Sunday because there is a picture which has been released, Bhagat Singh. Not one, many were released. And because it is a very pious type of picture, so I want to go and see that movie. So I said, you can come to temple also. In temple also we have this Bhagat Singh. So said, come on, in temple you are going to show this movie? I said, on Sunday so many bhagats come and they all sing. So you can come, no problem. And people were so addicted. So many such nation-related movies were coming out. And it was being advertised that this is the highest dharma, highest form of religion. But all of us know, so many years back, some phrase was coined, quit India, quit India, quit India. And that phrase is being taken very seriously by modern day software engineers. Quit India, go to US. Right. So all these kind of slogans do not last long. They have no substance on the spiritual platform. Prabhupada was in Jhansi. He was trying to distribute book to one fellow, gave him easy journey to other planets. That fellow's only concern was, Swamiji, you say I can go to other planets, I can go to Golok, but can I come back to Jhansi after that? Prabhupada said, why you want to come back to Jhansi? You can't come back. He said, then I don't want the book. What is the use if I can't come back to my own land? So this is based on bodily concept of life. This comes in the category of paradharma. Third is meditators. Meditators. And this is a very, very famous and very popular form of hoaxing. Telling people that we are going to teach you some meditation techniques. And especially famous is silent meditation. And one man, there's a true story. One man was trying to read through a big fat book on silent meditation in a library. And he was reading and reading and reading. After 4 hours of reading, he couldn't understand anything. So he took that big book and put it back in the shelf in frustration. But because of that movement, another small book fell out of the shelf and fell on his head, came down. And the page which was opened then, at that time it was written, silent meditation is bogus and not for this age. And then he saw the cover, Perfection of Yoga by Srila Prabhupada. And what he could not understand in 4 hours, he could understand in 1 second. And he could relate, yes, I am trying for 4 hours to understand this, couldn't understand anything. And Prabhupada was said, people are saying silent meditation, they are feeling very good after silent meditation. Naturally, if you are sitting in a room, dark room, and keeping your eyes closed and having a good sleep for 1 hour, after sleeping well, naturally you will say, yes, it was very good, very refreshing. But that is not the purpose of meditation. Or someone came to Prabhupada and was telling about transcendental meditation. And he was saying that Swamiji, the great thing I have learnt now is that I can sit and when I meditate, I start flying in the sky, flying above that mat. And Prabhupada said, so what's the big deal? Even cockroaches fly. The purpose of meditation is not this. Dhyana vastita tad gatena manasa pashyanti yam yogino. Try to understand what is the purpose of meditation. Or as someone said, after paying so much for that mantra, pocket becomes light, you become light, naturally you can go up. It won't be so difficult. These different types of hoaxers snatch away your faith and make a good business. You have very limited time. You don't have unlimited time. Therefore, you don't have time for shopping and marketing throughout your whole life. You have to make a decision sometime, somewhere. Therefore, each one of these types is telling you what could be your possible destination if you don't take this message seriously. Type 3 is egotist. One who follows upadharma. Upadharmastu pakhando dambhova. What is that? One who opposes the Vedas, and number two, out of false pride. And in this, all the different kinds of false incarnations, avatars, etc., who make a descent in this world, nowadays who are roaming around all over the world, they come in this category. And as Prabhupada said, India is the world leader in manufacturing avatars. And India is also the world leader in exporting avatars all over the world. And we have the example of Paundrak. That Paundrak, even when Krishna was personally present, here was one fellow who had so much enthusiasm, he claimed to be Vasudev, even when Krishna was present, and sent a message to Krishna, that Vasudev has come, so you give up your Sudarshan Chakra. And Krishna sent a message back, yes, I will give up my Sudarshan Chakra on you. And in this way they had a fight and Krishna killed Paundraka. We have the example of Prithu Maharaj. He was being glorified by the Suta and Magadas, that you are the king, you are the greatest, you are supreme. And he said, wait, wait. Let me first display the qualities of God, then you glorify me as God. Or we have the example of Arjun, who saw the universal form of Krishna and then he was convinced, yes, Krishna is the supreme. Anyone claiming to be God, he must have the power to show the universal form. And now we have so many people, especially in South India, there is a man who is very bulky, who is claiming to be Kalki. That is the avatar who has appeared. In Bangalore, one television studio, they invited at least 12 to 14 people who were claiming to be Kalki. And they got all of them in that studio and they didn't inform the other person that we are calling all the Kalkis. So all the so-called Kalkis came together and then the host said, all of you now decide who is the real Kalki. And then the program was transmitted live and people had a gala time watching the Kalki fight going on between all the people. Prabhupada would say, God is the most beautiful person. He has beautiful hair. There was one man who was completely bald and he was claiming himself to be Bhagwan. He would add the prefix Bhagwan to his name. And Prabhupada said, Krishna is Keshav, having beautiful hair, and this fellow is bald. How can he claim to be Bhagwan? How can he claim to be God? So that's not allowed. And I was reading an interesting thing that actually it is humanly impossible for anyone to lick your own elbow. You have this elbow, so it's not possible for anyone to lick the elbow personally. Right? You want to try? Don't try. But you can understand this. I'm sure after the program many will try. Now so many people claiming to be God, just tell them, lick your elbow. If you are claiming to be God, you are all powerful, you should be able to do anything. Or sneeze with your eyes open. These are simple things. But if someone claiming to be God, he is all powerful, he can't do these things. So how foolish are we to accept so many people as God and follow them? And Prabhupada would often say in England, they would be getting these newspaper advertisements that so and so God has come from India. And Prabhupada would ask, who is the God this week? Who has become the God in this week? And one time one man came to meet Prabhupada and he brought his guru along and he told Prabhupada, and this guru's hand was in fracture. So he introduced, this is my guru. And Prabhupada said, why is your hand in fracture? And the man said, I killed Kamsa, so at that time my hand got fractured. And he was so convinced about this. So people are in their own fantasy, thinking that they are God. And believe me, so many intelligent people, they are following in this trap. They are completely falling for this trap and destroying their whole lives. So this comes in the category of upadharma. And as a final example, I would quote from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Rishabdev, when he was taking detachment from this world, he was actually covering his body with stool. And his stool was fragrant for 80 miles. So this we call as a stool test. Right? Anyone can make his stool fragrant for 80 miles. Then he can start claiming to be God. But otherwise it's not possible. And then more you will see in today's drama. Type 4 is abuser. Abuser means chala. Chala means one who interprets by word jugglery. Right. Teacher asked student, are you good at maths? And the student said yes and no. Teacher said, what does it mean? He said, I am no good. I am not good. Right. Word jugglery. Trying to use words and interpret some meaning out of it. And that is very famous and very common. And especially I tell the story of this king. And he had one special penchant for learning shlokas and hearing shlokas from his minister. So this mantra, this minister spoke one day. He told the king, Shuklam Bharadaram Vishnum Shashivarnam Chaturbhujam Prasannavadanam Dhyayet Sarva Vigno Vishayante. King said, what is the meaning? He said, this is glorifying Lord Ganesh ji, how he is white in color, has a beautiful trunk, removes all obstacles. The king said, it's okay, but not really very enchanting. Is there a more sensational meaning? So there was another minister, and he took the chance, and he said, yes, king, this mantra doesn't refer to Lord Ganesh. It actually refers to a 1 rupee coin, 1 rupee silver coin. King said, how is that? Said, Shuklam Varadaram Vishnum. Silver 1 rupee coin is white in color. Shashivaranam Chaturbhujam. Chaturbhujam means 4 anas into 4 become 1 rupee. That is Chaturbhujam. And Prasanna Vadanam Dhyayat. Everyone wants money. So when they worship money, they become Prasanna. And once you get money, Sarva Vigna Upashante. What is there? And the king said, great. What a fantastic explanation. You are appointed. First fellow dismissed. First fellow went home. His son said, father, why you are back? He said, I have been dismissed. Why? Because of this Shuklam Bharadaram issue. He said, okay, no problem. I will go. So he went. So when he went, this child told the king that actually that verse doesn't refer either to Ganesh ji or to 1 rupee coin. It refers to something else. King said, come on, what is that? He said, that refers to dahi vada. And the king said, that is my favorite. Come on, how is that? He said, see, Shashi Varna means what? White. Now if you compare a silver 1 rupee coin and dahi vada, which is whiter? Dahi vada. Chaturbhujam means what? Society is comprised of 4 units. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. All have their rules and regulations. But when it comes to eating dahi vada, Brahman can eat, Kshatriya can eat, Vaishya can eat, Shudra can eat dahi vada. So that is great. And biggest obstacle is hunger. Prasanna vadanam dhyayet. When you eat as many dahi vadas, you will become very happy. And hunger is removed. Sarva vigna upashanteya. King said, he is appointed now. And that fellow said, fool, you do not understand that verses like this cannot be taken and interpreted according to your own whimsy. Therefore, this 4th category is known as abhasa, achala. Chala means those who interpret by word jugglery. And the refutation is that real religion means giving up speculation and interpretation. And that verse comes from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Jnane prayasa mudapasya namanta eva jivanti san mukharitam bhavadiya varta. Jnane prayasam udapasya, one has to give up mental speculation. Jnane prayasam. And only then one can actually understand what is real religion. Sthane sthita. You be situated in your own place and hear Krishna katha without speculation. That is the process of understanding real religion, not speculation. Now the example of this are the Mayavadis, the impersonalists, and all of these come in this category of abuser. Abuse means to misuse. So they take Krishna's words, but they abuse it. That means they misuse it. For example, that you can go ahead. You go ahead with this. This is a little detailed explanation of how the meaning is derived. So now in this you can see that any word has two meanings, primary and secondary meaning. For example, the word Saindhava means salt. Saindhava also means horse. Now if I am sitting at dining table and ask, bring Saindhava, and somebody brings horse, then that doesn't make much sense. Because according to the context, you should bring salt. So when the primary meaning does not make sense, or it cannot be understood or understood by tradition, or if the acharyas have given special commentary, then the secondary meaning can be accepted. Next. So therefore, there are three methods of text interpretation. One is that you accept the literal meaning. Second method is you reject the literal meaning and accept only the secondary meaning. And this is what most of the Mayavadis, they do. They do not accept the literal meaning, they accept the secondary meaning. Sarva dharman parityajya. It is so clear, give up all principles of religion. But they will say, no, what this verse actually means is, sarva dharman parityajya mam. Give up all principles of religion which Krishna has given. And ekam sharanam braja, and go to braja, and do whatever nonsense you want. Same verse, they are taking and twisting it. Or as someone else interpreted, sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto. He said this verse means that sarvasya chaham means everyone likes chai. Sarvasya chaham. And what kind of chai? Hridi sannivishto. Sto pe banaya hua chai. And this was quoted by one of Prabhupada's godbrothers. When he went and met the king of Manipur, he was quoting this interpretation, which he had heard from some Mayavadi. So this is called giving up the literal meaning and accepting the other meaning, secondary meaning. And the third is accepting the statement as allegorical. As the famous saying goes, Mahabharata is describing Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra is this body. And the body has five senses. Five senses are the five Pandavas. All of you have heard this? That is total bogus. Total nonsense. And that comes in this category. Accepting the statement as allegorical or interpretation. If someone saying that body is Kurukshetra, Pandavas are five senses, then that person is Dhritarashtra. Blind. He doesn't know what is what. As simple as that. Okay. So, we have so many people. Like I had a Sanskrit teacher. And I had gone to meet him after many years. His name was Shastriji. So, I showed up in front of Shastriji like this. And Shastriji looked at me and was bewildered. Bole, beta, kya ho gaya tumko? What happened? You were so good before. Now you have changed completely. I said, nowadays I am studying Bhagavad Gita written by Swami Prabhupada. He said, Beta, why you study books written by other people? Sanskrit is like a huge ocean. You should learn to be a swimmer in that ocean. Dive deep into that language and then take out pearls of various interpretation. And what is this Arjun? Arjun comes from the word Rij Dhatu. Rij means Sidha. And Arja means Teda. So what this Gita is? Gita is spoken to make the Teda Arjun Sidha. That is Bhagavad Gita. So I had enough. I said, I don't know whether it is Sidha or Teda, you take this Peda. I went away giving him Prasad. I didn't want to continue discussion. So this is typical interpreter who will play with the words. Someone told Srila Prabhupada, I don't understand this Mayavad so much. Prabhupada said, very good, very wonderful. That's very good qualification. Another time, Prabhupada made a comment that they are claiming to be Vedanti, but actually it should be Vedanti. That means the devotees, using their philosophy of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, they actually break the teeth. Vedanti. Daant tod dena. So nothing will be remaining. Therefore, if someone claiming all these things, but not coming in proper parampara, and using Krishna's words, but misleading people, he is known as abuser. The worst type of abuse is misusing Krishna's words. Another time, Prabhupada was at Jagannath Puri and he was making a presentation and he had been called for a release of a book. And this book was written by Mayavadi, who had totally misinterpreted everything. And Prabhupada was supposed to release that book, and Prabhupada was speaking about Krishna conscious philosophy. And this man was sitting on the stage and he was feeling impatient that Swamiji is not speaking about my book. So he was again and again telling, now Swamiji, about my book, that book. Again and again he was reminding Prabhupada. Prabhupada was not listening, continuing. Finally this man got up and said, now Swamiji will speak something about my book. And Prabhupada said, yes, the book is bogus. It is filled with interpretation, not bona fide at all. It is total Mayavad. Nobody should read this book. And that fellow thought, why did I call him as chief guest? But Prabhupada said, I speak always the truth as my Guru Maharaj has taught me. And therefore, amongst all, this category of chala is very, very deadly. Mayavadis and impersonalists. So the fifth type is abhasa, T, transgressor. A pretentious religious system that neglects the principles of religion. Abhasa means one is supposed to follow certain principles of an ashram but does not follow that at all. And the refutation is, in the Vishnu Puran it is described, Varnashrama acharavat purushena parah puman Vishnur aradhyate pantha nanyatatosha karanam. It is described in Vishnu Puran that real Varnashram means one should be able to satisfy Lord Vishnu. That is the purpose of Varnashrama. And we have this example from the Srimad Bhagavatam of Indra, how when he stole the horse which was supposed to be meant for sacrifice of Prithu Maharaj's yagya, Prithu Maharaj's son was chasing behind. And then Indra, in order to protect himself, changed his dress and took on various types of saffron robes. And this was the beginning of abhasa, or pretentious religious systems. He was not belonging to the sannyas order, but he was wearing the clothes simply to escape certain situation. And therefore, Indra took this robe. So because at that time there was Indra Swami, now we have Chandra Swami. That there are people who are putting on the robes whenever they want to dupe the people, showing themselves as sannyasi. And another beautiful example is in Chaitanya Bhagavata of Lord Nityanand. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to one house of a sannyasi, and this sannyasi had a wife inside. And then he was offering Lord Nityanand, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, some bliss, which was actually some intoxication. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu ran from that place. And this is another example of abhasa, or pretentious religious system. Somebody not following the varna or ashram he is supposed to be in. In Prabhupada's own example, we can see that there was one person who was supposed to be sannyasi, but he was in the habit of smoking. And Srila Prabhupada met him. His disciples met him. And he was surprised that all of you have just come to Krishna consciousness and you have left smoking. I have tried to give up smoking so many times that now I have given up the attempt to give up smoking. And here he was in sannyas robes, but he was not following the principles at all. This is an example of abhasa. And many of such leaders who are actually in this abhasa category, they preach widely. Real sannyasi means he should not touch money at all. He should not touch any coin at all. Right. And one such person, he came to Srila Prabhupada and said that, my guru, he doesn't touch money at all and he touched me, I got electric shock. Prabhupada said, for that you put your hand in socket. You will get a bigger shock. Why do you need to go to guru for that? And someone came and told Prabhupada, this person is so famous, they have shown a photograph of so many rupee notes, a bundle of rupee notes kept in front of him. And the sannyasi is going like this, detached, I don't want. And everyone glorifying him for this detachment. Prabhupada said, bring all that money, put it in front of me, and show me like this, that I want to accept it. I don't have any problem, because I am going to use it in Krishna's service. That is the proper understanding of detachment. Another time, someone came to Prabhupada and said, he was a big businessman in Jaipur, and he came and he said to Prabhupada that, I am not able to sleep at night. I am having one factory in Delhi, one factory in Jaipur, one factory here, one factory there. So many factories, so much anxiety, I am not able to sleep. Prabhupada said, no problem. You give us your factories, you can sleep peacefully. And this fellow got scared. And Prabhupada said, okay, take his address. And the man said, no, Swamiji, don't worry. I can sleep, I can take care. Prabhupada said, no. You give your address. He said, no, I know your address, Swamiji, I can come to you. Prabhupada said, no, we should also be able to come to you. You give your address. And finally that person had to give his address. And then Prabhupada said, you are taking so much of anxiety, you don't know how to use your wealth in Krishna's service. So real sannyasi teaches a person how to use the wealth in Krishna's service. That is a proper understanding of the sannyas ashram. So there are so many people who are claiming so many things, and then people are glorifying them. And all of this come in the category of abhasa. Abhasa means pretentious religious systems. So with this we come to an end to all the problems. And now quickly we'll just go through the solution part. And the solution is, who is a saint? What is the definition of a saint? Simple. One who knows who is Krishna and who knows how to worship Krishna through bhakti, he is saintly. Why to become saintly? To please Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead. What are the symptoms of such a saintly person? Symptoms are that he always chants the holy name He always obeys the Shastra. He always occupies himself in devotional service to Krishna. And he has the power to liberate the disciples from the cycle of birth and death. So I put it as cool. What are the symptoms? He's cool. Right. Such a saintly person is cool. He chants always. Someone asked Prabhupada, very interesting question. What should be my consciousness when I am chanting the holy name? What should I do when I chant? Because so many people claim that when you chant you should see red light, green light, this light, that light. Prabhupada said two things you should do when chanting. One, do not do anything. Number two, do not think anything. Just hear the holy name. That is all. That is the most important principle. So like that, obeying Shastra, following exactly what the Shastra says, coming in parampara, that is the example of a saintly person. Thirdly, occupying in a devotional service to Krishna completely. Somebody asked Prabhupada, so Swamiji, are you the spiritual master of the Hare Krishna movement? And Prabhupada said, no, I am the spiritual servant of the Hare Krishna movement. I am servant of all, serving everyone. So therefore, someone came and told Prabhupada, please liberate me, enlighten me. Prabhupada said, I can't liberate you or enlighten you, but I can teach you how you can enlighten and liberate yourself. Right. Otherwise, those who are not just saintly people and they are engaged in swindling, then ultimately they take their followers also into hell. As there is saying in Hindi, Lobhi Guru, Lalachi Chela, Dono ka narak mein thelam thela. Ultimately, both go to hell. That is a simple principle. So finally, application. How to become saintly? It's an art. What is that art? Number one, associate with saintly people. Reject the swindlers. We have just studied five types of swindlers. Cheat. C for charlatan. H for hoaxer. 5. T for transgressor. These five categories of different types of swindlers exist. Reject their association. Reject their company totally. And finally, taste the satisfaction which comes as a result of chanting of the holy names, sacrificing your consciousness, energy, time, in hearing and chanting, and number two, serving devotees, in the association of devotees. So when you do like this, then you have actually understood the art of becoming saintly. You may be anyone, coming from any background, but as soon as you take to process of Krishna consciousness, in the association, things will change. Therefore, many of you may be hearing many of these things for the first time, and many of your misconceptions may also be getting smashed, and some of you may even be feeling shocked that what is this going on? What I was believing in and what is being spoken here? But relax, just have some patience, just understand this philosophy, Gita, Bhagavat, whatever is there, properly. And then you will see the difference. I thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. So we have also with us His Holiness Kavichandra Swami Maharaj, who has been our guest and who is going to give tomorrow the Sunday morning Bhagavatam class and Sunday feast class. So I would like to welcome Kavichandra Maharaj to our Prerana festival. Let us welcome him by loudly chanting. Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. So Kavichandra Maharaj is a very senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada, and he has several decades of experience in Krishna consciousness. All of you must have heard Made in Japan, Made in Japan. So he has been preaching in Japan for the last 25 years, making so many devotees. And especially he has been a very front runner book distributor. And even today on the occasion of book distribution marathon, he was in the Dadar stall distributing books to all the people in Mumbai. So we are very grateful to Maharaj that he has come here and taken time out. So at this time, where is the drama troupe? They are ready? So as they are making preparation for the drama, maybe if there are any questions, one or two questions we can have, and the preparation for drama can begin. Yes, any questions please? Yes, please. Can switch on the lights? Switch on the lights. Yeah, send the microphone there.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you said that without enough Sukriti, it is not possible to fully absorb in Krishna consciousness. So I am afraid that I may not have enough Sukriti. What should I do?
You have sat through whole lecture, that is major Sukriti. It is not possible to come and sit through. Only brave person can come and attend Hare Krishna Satsang. Because the expectations are so high that half the people, they just run away. Therefore, the very fact that all of you have come and sat here is a proof, is a testimony that there is some Sukriti. I think all of you should come this side. Make way for the stage. So this is going to be a very, very exciting drama. And that is going to be the highlight of today's program. So please do not leave. You will be really missing something. So I am trying to create the mood for the drama. So yes, you have good Sukriti, and you should know that now it is your duty to distribute this Sukriti to others. Any other question? Yes, mic here.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
What are the different gods and goddesses which we worship? Suppose Ganesha, Hanumanji.
There are 33 crore.
So whom are we worshipping? Like, where are we? Are we worshipping? Like,
we means you or me?
Like many of us. Like, suppose we are not worshipping Krishna as an idol, and we are worshipping some another god. Are we on the right path, or like, what are these different gods? Where we?
If you have to go to Delhi, and you are on the Madras Dadar train, then what is your destination?
Delhi.
Your destination is Delhi, but you have just caught the train from Dadar which is going to Chennai. What will be your destination?
Chennai.
Chennai. Unless you are a mystic yogi and you can fly out of the train and manifest in Delhi. Whatever ticket you buy, you will reach that destination. Right. So the personality you worship is giving you ticket. So whomsoever you worship, you will go there. That is as simple as that. So the only question to be asked now is, what should I now do to be convinced that worshipping Krishna is the highest, is the best? That is the most important question. All of us have come into Krishna consciousness worshipping someone or something. Right? People say, I don't worship anyone. We don't agree. You may not worship the traditional gods of the Vedic system, but now you are worshipping film stars and cricket stars. Right? You are worshipping. Previously, homes used to have one big jhanda on top with some saffron flag flying. Now that is replaced by TV antenna. So previously you have only one god, now so many gods coming on screen. and literally people are worshipping. Therefore, don't say that I don't worship. If there is a match and Sachin Tendulkar is hitting a century, how many people will not see that? Raise hand. Okay, no, don't raise hand. But the fact is, that is worship. There is eagerness to see, to hear, to glorify. Right, people are putting their pictures. In the West, rock concerts, people are going mad when the rock star comes on stage. In Andheri Sports Complex, few years back, one such demigod had come. I didn't tell the name, how everyone knows. And he was about to perform in the evening and people were waiting from morning in the stadium for more hours than they would stand for Tirupati Balaji or Siddhivinayak. Why? Because the desire is there to worship. That's why they are standing. Therefore, we have to understand that ultimately life is meant for worshipping. You can't claim that I am not a worshipper. Sorry. If you are not worshipping a deity of Krishna, you are worshipping some beautiful girl's body. You are worshipping your own senses. You are worshipping someone or something. Therefore, stop this nonsense that I don't worship. Everyone worships. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath ki. Which is the number one recorded word which has been used on the internet search? Sex. Right? Sex. What does that mean? Everyone simply worshipping, glorifying. So you worship someone through whom you will get something, some pleasure in return. Therefore, we have to do research and find out that highest pleasure can be obtained by worshipping Krishna. That is an axiom I am stating. Based on that axiom, there is a complete philosophy, complete experimental procedure which exists by which you can testify. Why you are worshipping? Because ultimately you want some pleasure. Right. And people become so completely crazy. You know the story of Narayan Murthy? India and Pakistan had this match on March 1st. You know, this year in World Cup, it was like the Mahayagya. The whole country was about to see that, witness that. And you know Narayan Murthy of Infosys? He was at Bangkok. And he started watching the match and India started losing. So he said that whenever I see match personally, India always loses. So I should go to sleep. So he went to sleep. And after some hours, his wife woke him up and said, India has won. And he said, you know why? Because I slept. And here is a man of science, of technology. But just see what cricket has done. You have become pujari. What is ultimately puja? With faith, with love, with devotion, with regularity, you do it. So actually speaking, worship is going on, the objects of worship have changed. The process of worship have changed accordingly. So stop this philosophizing that I don't believe in worship. I am not a worshipper. I don't believe in idol worship. Bogus. You are worshipping some idol, some deity, some hero, some heroine in your own life. Research it within your heart and nobody has to convince you. All we are saying is Krishna is the supreme most worshipable deity and how he can be worshipped can be understood. And that is what we are discussing in our lectures here. Any other question? Yes, here. You can switch on the microphone, please.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, in the present system, for example, if I have an organization and I lease out one department of an organization to a contractor.
Okay.
So if that contractor indulges in unfair labor practices, so I am also liable because I have contracted it out to a contractor and he is doing it. Similarly, say if I worship an idol, any film artist, and he worships a god or Lord Krishna, so do I get that same punya?
What a question. He is saying if he is worshipping some cricketer or some film artist and he is a devotee of Krishna, so he will become servant of the servant. So you want to achieve the highest philosophy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Das, Das, Dasanu Das. Only one thing, that somehow you have to make one cricketer or one film star a devotee of Krishna. So our next festival is coming, you bring someone and we'll start that process. And then once he becomes devotee, then you start continue worshipping him, no problem. Like for example, George Harrison. You know George Harrison of the Beatles. So do you know what he used to chant every day? Do you know which mantra he chanted? Yes, what's your name?
Abhik Roy.
So do you know what George Harrison's favorite mantra was, which he was chanting every day? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Now because he was chanting Hare Krishna, by seeing that, millions of people all over the world started chanting. So many people have come to Hare Krishna because of George Harrison's chanting Hare Krishna. So such people have great potency. But if somebody simply showing that he is religious, but actually not so, like somebody acts as Krishna in Krishna serial, okay, and then you may start thinking he is Krishna, he is really Krishna, and then you find him in some party, and he has a glass of wine in his hand. He said, Krishna, what is this? Prasad? Charanamrit? What is that? So that is not allowed. So he may claim that he is acting as Krishna, he is acting as Ram, he is acting like that. But ultimately personal life is totally different. So our proposal is that why you want to choose people who are expert in things of this world and go through them? Why not directly accept the heroes in the spiritual field and follow in their footsteps? Right? Like it is like saying that if I am a great fan of Sachin Tendulkar, and he regularly visits certain doctor for treatment, and he gets his treatment from that doctor, and then I become a fan of Sachin Tendulkar and keep watching all his match, so will I get the benefit of that treatment of that doctor? For that, you have to go personally, right? So somebody may worship someone, but ultimately unless you get connected, it's not going to make any difference. Therefore, as Prabhupada said, each person has to use his free will in Krishna's service. Rama is ready? Oh, okay, okay. Can close at 9. Okay? So, my suggestion is that you come here and you will meet many people who were actually involved in so many activities and now they are convinced about Krishna consciousness. So you will also benefit in their association. You need a certain association. So that association is available here. Okay? But we are not deriding anyone. We are just saying that people's mentality, someone is a sports star, someone is a film star, okay, he is contributing to society in a certain way. But what I am objecting to is people's claims that I am not worshipping anyone, I am not glorifying anyone, I am not a blind follower of anyone. No, we are actually worshipping. Like that. So if you have already tried out so many heroes, heroines and stars, why not try Krishna also? That's the whole idea. And see in history that whenever someone has worshipped Krishna, he has always benefited. It's like that. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath ji ki, Jai Gaur Chandra ki, Girdhari Gopala ki je. Otherwise they are ready. So now I would request all of you, those who are on the sides also can come inside. No, why you are switching off? Okay, switch off these lights, okay. Gopalji Hall also. So please come inside, please come forward and squeeze in, let the others on the sides also come in.